Governor Bill Walker had proposed a 1% increase for all fisheries taxes in House Bill 251, which was met with pushback from fishermen and industry representatives. Tuesday, the House Fisheries Committee made a handful of changes to that bill, including eliminating the increase for canned salmon. Reed Harris is the Fisheries Committee aide.
We heard a lot of testimony from producers of canned salmon saying that due to a glut on the market, an expected large run in low salmon prices, selling the product that they have on hand is already a challenge, and the office felt that eliminating that the 1% increase on the canned salmon tax would be a fair thing to do in order to help the industry out a bit.
The new version of the tax bill also gets rid of the different tax structure for developing fisheries and creates a new seafood marketing fund that could be used to fund the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute.
This has both the fisheries tax and the fisheries landing tax going into the ASME fund. The rest have changed the percentages that are deposited into the general fund from 1 to 0.05% to reflect 0.5% going to ASME.
The committee also heard plans from the state's Department of Fish and Game and Department of Revenue to work on closing loopholes in fisheries taxes, including making sure that species are valued correctly and that all fish that cross the docks are taxed. The bill moved out of committee on Tuesday, although most legislators signed no recommendation on it. It goes next to House Finance. A hearing there had not been scheduled as of April 6th. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.